Calling all aspiring podcasters. This is your sign to start your own podcast because we have just the right tool for you.
Before we started podcasting, we really thought that everything would be such a hassle, especially the editing.
But we've found the best and most convenient all-around podcast tool out there.
PodMachine!
PodMachine will take care of your podcasting needs from audio production, design, marketing, and growth support.
All you have to do is sit back, relax, and keep creating great content that sounds professional.
It's time for you to start sounding like a pro with PodMachine today.
Sign up and get a free episode trial. Once you're convinced of how good it can be, you can start for as low as $49.99 for 4 episodes in a month.
But wait, there's more. If you use our code COURTROOM, that's COURTROOM, you get 1 free episode credit upon subscribing.
Let PodMachine do their editing magic so you can focus on the fun stuff and sound like a pro. Visit PodMachine.com and sign up!
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
What's up? Welcome to the courtroom.
I am Theo.
And I'm Oj. And in this podcast, we tell stories about people's life, liberty, and property.
Kikwentohan namin kayo about court rulings in a way that will make you understand jurisprudence like a 9-year-old.
All persons before the court, Supreme Court of Justice.
So join us as we delve into true crime, political controversies, and all things tara de chismis every week.
Teo, magaling ka ba sa science?
Tingin mo.
Di ko alam eh, pero alam ko mahina ka sa math.
Ay, ayos, laglagan.
Saan kaya galing yun?
Kailan ko sa'yo nabi yun? Pinablisize mo pa.
Basta dati. Okay lang yan. Genius ka naman sa history.
Ayan naman ang totoo. Char. Kakabig ka pa. But to answer your question, no, hindi ako magaling sa science. Bakit? Ano meron?
Sayang. Tatanungin sana kita eh. If you have ideas on involuntary body functions.
Diyos ko naman, Oj. Hindi ako magaling sa science, pero university graduate naman po ako. Involuntary functions lang ba? Dali-dali niyan eh. Joke lang. Bigyan na lang ako example, yun lang kaya ko. Siguro yan, paghinga, like breathing, yawning, defecation, na-aching ka tapos napapapikit ka, yung mga involuntary body functions.
How about orgasm? Do you think it's an involuntary function?
I think yes. Kasi, di ba, clinically speaking, orgasm or sexual climax is a series of involuntary muscle contractions triggered by sensory stimulation.
So, kung involuntary siya and not within one's control, masasabi mo ba na ang orgasm does not necessarily equate to enjoyment of sexual act, but just bodily reactions beyond one's control?
Ewan, ba't ako tinatanong mo? Doktor ba ako? Malay ko siya. Ba't pa ganito mga tanong mo? Binabawian mo ba ako dahil ni rapid fire question kita nung Jiming Choi case?
Oo.
Sabi ni
And hindi. Also, in our episode kasi today, sasagutin natin ang tanong na, if you enjoyed ba the act of rape, can you still say that there's rape?
Yan ang mga magandang tanong kaysa yung sina-science question mo ko kanina. But that's what we're going to find out as we tell you the case of People of the Philippines versus Joel Lamarosa.
Alam mo, Teo, dun sa Old Barrio...
Hindi ko pa alam.
Ito na, malalaman mo.
Okay.
Dun sa Old Barrio, sa Tukib, Ambalayat, Tagudin, Ilocos Sur.
San yun?
Sa Ilocos Sur nga. Hindi ko sure kung saan exactly eh. Pero nakatira doon si Joel, a high school student, and si Elena, an unschooled 18-year-old barrio girl. Their houses are approximately 60 meters apart. So magkapit-bahay lang tong dalawa na to. And tuwing umaga, si Elena, siya lang daw yung naiiwan sa bahay while her brothers and sisters are in school and her parents are in the farm.
Isang araw noong February 1993, di umano'y pumunta itong si Joel sa bahay nila Elena with the intention of forcing himself on her. Nung pumasok daw si Joel, binuhat daw nito si Elena at inilapag sa isang bamboo bed sa kanilang bakuran. Doon daw siya ginalaw ni Joel. She struggled daw pero hindi siya pinakawala nito. Instead, sinabi daw ni Joel na if hindi siya masasatisfy, e papatayin niya ito.
And after some months, particularly in August, so mga 6 months yon after the incident, napansin ng nanay ni Elena that her daughter was growing unusually big. So, dinala niya to sa isang doktor and nalaman nila that Elena was in fact 6 months pregnant.
Elena's mom was outraged, kaya naman nag-file ito ng complaint sa barangay at kay mayor, alleging that Elena has been raped daw by Joel. And on August 10, 1993, Elena gave her testimony in court about the incident.
Siyempre, Joel denied raping Elena. He testified na nung time na sinasabing nangyari yung incident, he was studying daw at Tagubin General Comprehensive High School. And since malayo yung bahay nila sa school niya, nagbo-boarding house daw siya sa Maikirim, Tagubin. Sana tama yung pronunciation ko na. And umuwi lang daw siya every weekend and babalik sa boarding house ng Sunday afternoon.
Para palang ako to, yung Lingguhan lang umuwi ng bahay.
Bakit? Saan ka ba nagpupunta?
May trabaho kasi ako te. Pero yung sa ibang pinupuntahan ko, secret.
Walang clue.
Wala. Kanamasa.
Anyway, sabi ni Joel, mga 3 times lang daw siya umuwi nung month na sinasabi ni Elena na nangyari yung rape. And sa 3 times na yon, isang beses lang daw niya nakita si Elena. Nung nagsisibak daw to ng kahoy, kasama yung kapatid nito, ni hindi nga daw niya kinausap, galawin pa nga daw kaya.
Sinabi din ni Joel na madalas niyang makita ang isang lalaking nagngangalang Fortune na naliligo sa ilog tuwing naglalaba itong si Elena. And he insisted na itong si Fortune ang ama ng anak ni Elena.
So, during the cross-examination, tinanong itong si Elena if may kilala ba siyang Fortune.
So meron nga ba?
Well, inamin naman niyang meron at hindi lang to basta kilala. In fact, kilalang kilala.
Gaano kakilala?
Well, apparently, she had sexual intercourse with Fortune. Sa ilog yung rendezvous spot nila. Pero, she cannot recall daw what year and month it happened. Pero, sure siya na it happened before the rape incident.
Ayan, so lumalabas na dalawa naman talaga ang posibleng perpetrator of the offense. However, si Joel ang itinuturo nitong si Elena na nang-rape at nakabuntis sa kanya. So, based solely on Elena's testimony, the trial court found Joel guilty of rape.
Kaya lang, sabi ng Supreme Court, citing the case of People versus Santa Ana, meron daw basic principles applied in rape cases. Firstly, while the accusation is difficult to prove, it is even more difficult for the person accused, though innocent, to disprove the charge.
Second, considering that in the nature of things, tanging dalawang tao lang usually involved in the crime of rape, the testimony of the complainant should be scrutinized daw with great caution.
And lastly, the evidence for the prosecution must stand or fall on its own merit. Hindi daw pwedeng nakabase lang to sa weakness of the evidence for the defense. So, in short, pag di na-prove ng prosecution na guilty si Joel sa crime of rape, then that means he's not guilty. Parang argumentum ad ignorantiam to ah.
Ano na naman yung kung ano na naman siya yung
ginagawa. Fallacy. So, based on that principle, guilty ba si Joel Lamarosa with a crime of rape?
Well, the court said that simply pointing at the accused as the perpetrator is not enough to establish the crime of rape. Meaning, hindi sapat na maituro ng biktima ang perpetrator. There has to be a clear and convincing evidence to prove yung allegation na ang inaakusahan did commit the crime of rape against the will of the victim.
In the case at bar, Elena's testimony, which is the only basis of conviction by the trial court, fails to convince the Supreme Court that Joel indeed raped Elena. Why? Una kasi sa lahat, Elena seems to confuse impregnation with rape.
Ha? Huh? Paano nangyari yun?
Kasi ano, tinanong siya bakit hindi si Fortune yung finailan niya ng kaso or kung paano niya nasabi na hindi si Fortune ang tatay ng anak niya. Ang sabi niya, dito kasi nito kamukha yung bata. And the reason daw why she pointed Joel as the father of her child is because he has physical similarities with the kid.
Tinanong din siya kung paano nalaman ng kanyang mom that she was raped. Ang sagot ni Elena, kasi daw napansin itong lumalaki ang kanyang dibdib.
Okay. So, punta tayo sa definition ng rape. Under Article 335 of the Revised Penal Code, it is defined as having carnal knowledge with a woman by using force or intimidation, or when she is deprived of reason or otherwise unconscious, or when the woman is under 12 years old. Pregnancy, apparently, is certainly not an element of the crime.
Yung totoo, certainly, apparently. Ito kate. Ano sasabihin mo?
Kasi naman yung dog natin dito maingay.
Nisip yung aso. The court deduced na malamang daw Elena's family was so scandalized and embarrassed by her unexplained pregnancy kaya they opted na sabihin na lang na na-rape si Elena.
Moreover, nung pinadescribe kay Elena yung act of rape, she gave the impression through her testimony na she was a ready and willing victim. Kasi, di ba, sabi niya, tinitreat daw siya ni Joel during that time na papatayin siya if hindi niya to masasatisfy. Eh kaso, wala namang guns or knives or any deadly instrument na in-employ si Joel in allegedly threatening Elena.
Bukod doon, nung tinanong si Elena if she enjoyed what Joel did to her, natatawa na lang niyang sinagot na oo, na-enjoy nga daw niya.
Now, the court said that one cannot be forced to have sex at the same time enjoy it. This is simply unnatural and not in accord with ordinary human experience. And speaking of unnatural, sabi din ng court, Elena's conduct after the alleged rape incident appears contrary to the natural reaction of a woman na na-rape. Siyempre, expected na she's outraged for being robbed of her honor. But she never felt anger, shame, or hurt as would a woman whose virtue has been violated.
Correct ka dyan. In fact, she remained friendly pa nga with Joel at sinasamahan pa nitong si Elena, si Joel sa field even after the alleged rape incident noong February 1993.
The conduct of the victim immediately following the alleged assault is of utmost importance pa naman to establish the truth or falsity of the charge of rape. Sa kasong to, Elena's deportment seemed unnatural for someone who allegedly went through a harrowing experience.
In a crime of rape, which is alleged to have been committed with force, napaka-importanteng ma-establish na totally wala ang element of voluntariness or consent on the part of the victim. Kaso nga, based sa actuations ni Elena na patawa-tawa lang nung sinabi niyang na-enjoy nga niya, yung allegedly panggagahasa sa kanya, plus yung fact na even after the said rape, sumasama pa din siya kay Joel kung saan-saan, medyo it runs counter to her claim na she was forced and unwilling.
Tama. And alam niyo, courtmates, kasi a rape charge is a very serious matter with pernicious consequences both for the accused and the complainant. Alam niyo ba, dahil sa kasong to, Joel had to stop his studies and he may forever live with the stigma of being a rapist.
Sabi ng court, hindi man daw nila maibalik ang kabataang nawala kay Joel kasi high school lang siya nung nasampan siya ng kaso. Maaari pa rin naman daw nila ibigay sa kanyang hustisyang napagkait sa kanyaw when he was wrongfully accused and convicted with the revolting crime of rape.
Kaya naman, in the end, the decision appealed by Elena was reversed and set aside and Joel was acquitted of the charges against him.
Alam mo, Oj, While we discuss crimes against chastity, such as rape, with utmost sensitivity and seriousness, I find this case particularly controversial because of the specific point in the ruling that says one cannot be forced to have sex and at the same time enjoy it, because this is simply unnatural daw and not in accord with ordinary human experience. Anong insights mo about this?
Well, before ko sagutin yung question mo regarding my insight dun sa particular statement ng court na yun, let me just give my insight dun sa case as a whole.
Dami mo namang insight.
So, for one, we can see how careful the court is, especially with regards to the life and liberty of a person. Kaya, I understand din naman na yung ruling is not guilty, since hindi din naman na-satisfy yung proof beyond reasonable doubt. And once you take away kasi his life and liberty, you can never ever give it back. Kahit pa later on, ma-prove na wala talaga siyang kasalanan at mabayaran pa siya ng damages. There are just some things that you cannot undo. Kasi in life, palaging touch move. Although, on another note, I also would like to react on the court's impression on Elena's testimony. Particularly, sabi ng court na unnatural response, yung response niya doon sa situation, given that she claims that she was a rape victim. In our usual social context, uncommon nga talaga yung response ni Elena. Although, naisip ko lang din, what if Elena feared for her life so much that she just resorted to cooperate with her alleged rapist instead of making the situation worse? Since kung magre-resist pa siya, baka nga naman ikamatay niya pa. We really don't know what's going on in her mind eh. And ang question ko lang is, can we limit the interpretation of one's response to that of the usual and common reaction, especially in traumatic situations like rape? Siguro this is just something that the court may explore other possibilities like unusual responses that at face show consent and willingness, but internally means otherwise. I think challenge talaga to eh, unless na lang talaga may leader ka. Anyway, ikaw ba, naniniwala ka bang one cannot claim to be forced when they enjoy the sexual act?
Well, baliktarin natin. Is an unenjoyable but consensual sex be considered rape? Yung may consent, ginusto mo pero di mo na-enjoy. Siyempre, diba? Hindi naman yun rape. But non-consensual sex, whether enjoyed or not, is rape. Ang keyword dito is consent, not enjoyment. Napag-usapan natin kanina yung involuntary body functions, mga bagay na beyond our control, na pero ginagawa ng katawan natin. If inaantok ka, kahit ilang kape laklakin mo, kung ilang araw ka na rin puyat at walang pahinga, makakatulog at makakatulog ka. Same thing as tinotorture ka sa kilite. Kahit ayaw mo tumawa, wala ka namang choice eh. Natural reaction ng katawan natin yun. Now, I don't know much about human body, but I believe sexual pleasure is likewise involuntary, and it's quite possible to have physical reactions to non-consensual sexual acts, especially if you're heavily stimulated. But that doesn't change the issue of consent. In this case, parang naging presumption kasi of consent yung fact na na-enjoy ni Elena, when we can't really conclusively say naman that it is, perhaps without clinical attestation to know whether that is tantamount to consent or not. So, yun.
See. Anyway, how about your courtmates? Share with us your insights on this case or let us know what cases you would like us to chika for our next episode.
If you guys like our podcast, please don't forget to subscribe for free on Spotify or wherever you're listening to right now. You can also watch the audiogram version of this podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Again, this is Oj
and Teo, leaving you with a reminder to always look back in history, because precedent shall rule the future.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again in the courtroom.
Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.